Let's talk to relationship therapist, coach, and LA talk radio host Jamie Bronstein from the Chicago area. And you return often here, don't you, Jamie?
I do. Yes, I love Chicago. It's my hometown.
Well, let's talk about weddings today because, what did I see? 2.5 million weddings are expected to happen this year, the most since 1984, because so many people had to postpone it during the pandemic. Who is the wedding for? Is it for the couple? Is it for the parents? What's the deal on that?
It's definitely for the couple, but the problem is that sometimes parents get way too involved and it causes problems between the couple.
So you've got in-law problems right off the bat, right?
Yes, and the problem is that couples get so wrapped up in everybody else's opinions that they forget to focus on what they really want to do and what matters between them. And then it just causes major problems in the relationship.
So how do you...
Problems,
go ahead, Jamie.
Well, one of the problems from that is that one person usually feels like the other one doesn't have their back if they feel like the other one's parents' opinion means more than theirs.
Mm-hmm. And then usually also with the couple, you have one person doing most of the planning and the other person often checks out. So right away you got difficulties in you're not even married yet.
Yes. I mean, that's huge because then that does extrapolate into the marriage. You know, like I do more laundry than you, or can you just do the dishes sometime and you just don't do anything? So it's best to really, whatever problems are coming up, to communicate. It sounds so simple, but you really need to start communicating about these things before you get married, instead of just throwing them under the rug and being in that honeymoon phase, which is normal.
And do you counsel a lot of couples who are dealing with financial issues before they tie the knot because the wedding is so expensive?
Yes, and I have to say that from my own research, from my 20 years of being a therapist, from the world, financial issues is the number one reason why people get divorced. And so if you are having financial disagreements and financial issues during this time, it is the best thing you can do is to really communicate, to be on the same page so that you can avoid future financial issues in your relation, in your marriage.
Yeah, now I know you're going to say you got to compromise, but that's easier said than done, isn't it?
So, yes and no. So, if you think about compromise versus sacrificing, you'll have a better time compromising. Compromising is more like certain songs that you're going to play at the wedding or colors you're going to use, more surface things. Sacrificing is when you feel like you're losing yourself in the wedding planning or in the relationship. That's what you don't want to do. It's when it has to do with your core values. So, if it's a little compromise, you know, at the end of the day, you want to make each other happy. So do a little compromise. But if you feel like it's a sacrifice, don't go there.
You talk to a lot of couples, and here's what I don't understand, and maybe more folks are doing this now. Instead of spending a lot of money on some big wedding, and everything has become so cliched, why not just, I'm not saying elope, but why not do it small scale and save the money, because you're going to need the money to get started in life. Are you hearing from more couples who are thinking that way?
Yes and no. With the financial status and state that's going on, yes, overall. However, as a woman, as a girl, I always dreamed about having a huge wedding, and a lot of women do. So this is where there has to be that compromise. If for whatever reason your future husband is wanting something really small and not wanting to spend a lot of money, it's hard because, I mean, the wedding for a lot of women is something that we seriously, we pop out and we can't wait for it to happen. I mean, I know that was me, and I did have a large celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. Yeah.
You survived.
No, I'm saying I did have a big wedding.
Uh-huh.
Because I always imagined that. Luckily my husband was on board. But it can be very, very difficult to feel, you know, for these problems to come up then, and then to feel like it could mean something about the rest of your relationship. But the good news is that it doesn't necessarily, it's not a predictor for the rest of your relationship. If you communicate, if you need to go to therapy, you know, I'm a big fan, obviously I'm a therapist, whatever you need to do to work through these conflicts, because every relationship has conflicts. And so it's very normal.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it a good idea for a couple's planning a wedding to get into marriage counseling now?
Absolutely. I mean, I encourage people even after the first date, not really, but, you know, but really early on, because there's nothing healthier that you can do for your relationship to have that safe place to talk about your feelings. And I am so grateful that we're in a place in time where people, more people are going to therapy. Guys are opening up more. It's, I mean, from what I've seen with my couples, it's truly amazing what therapy can do, the power of therapy.
Yeah, and I'm glad we're getting rid of the stigma. I mean, I'd like to be in therapy every hour, to be honest with you. Jamie Bronstein is online, and check out her website, therelationshipexpert.com. Until next time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Bob. Great to talk to you.